This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says four people were killed in the aftermath of fresh Russian strikes, the latest attack to cause massive power disruptions across the country and pile pressure on its embattled critical infrastructure as temperatures plunge. Quote, power engineers immediately started restoration work, Zelensky said in his nightly address, adding, quote, it was necessary to switch to emergency shutdowns in many Ukrainian regions. Monday's attack came as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk was in Kyiv on his second day meeting with human rights advocates when air raid sirens went off across the country.
There was a wave of missile attacks against Ukraine, including some of them ending up in the proximity of Kyiv. You can imagine what this means for the population. It has become almost a new normal, but it has a huge impact on civilians, and it has to stop.
Turk, his UN colleagues, and human rights activists continued their meeting in a shelter in the capital. Confusion over the status of Iran's religious police is growing as state media cast doubt on reports the force had been shut down. The mixed messages have raised speculation that Iran's clerical leadership is considering concessions in an attempt to defuse widespread anti-government protests that are entering the third month. Despite the uncertainty, it has appeared for weeks that enforcement of the strict dress code has been scaled back as more women walk the streets without requiring the required headscarf. Monday also marks the start of another 3-day nationwide strike called by protesters.